Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You shouldn't be ashamed of your skin tone, and you shouldn't be braggadocious of your skin tone, because you had nothing to do with it. Right? And people talking about a pure race. You don't even know what you are. I wish we had the technology for everybody in racist groups to have their DNA completely done so they'd know everything that was in their history. There could be no more clubs. But beside all that, how many understand you ought to watch your mouth talking about God's anointing? Didn't the scripture say, touch not my anointing? Right? Do my prophets no harm. What does that mean? Watch your mouth. Well, they didn't. And the more you know somebody and the more you know them after the flesh, the more you have to watch it. See, this is Bubba and Sis. Right?
Yeah.
And they felt like they had plenty of liberty to say, oh, now he missed it on that. Ethiopian woman. And so they talked about him. And they went on to say, they said, has God spoken by us, by Moses only? Hadn't he also spoken by us? We got the Holy Ghost too. I don't know who this Moses thinks he is. Who put him in charge? Anybody know the answer to that? God, which they are completely disrespecting. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which are upon the face of the earth, which also tells you why God picked him. Right? One big reason why God picked him. And the Lord spoke suddenly to Moses and to Aaron and Miriam. He said, come you three out to the tabernacle of the congregation. That sounds to me like when I was growing up, go out to the smokehouse. Or go get me a switch. Anybody ever heard that one? And how many know you don't bring back the little bitty one? You were in worse trouble now. I tried that one time, a little bitty flimsy one, yeah. She said, boy, all right, I'll get my own. Uh-oh. So I said, your mother physically spanked you? Yes, she did, thank God. Yes. And my dad? Yes, thank God. Amen. They never abused me. They never backhanded me. They never hit me with a shoe or with a belt buckle. But God has designed children in such a way that there's extra padding on certain parts of their anatomy. And if you'll take something smooth like a board and apply pressure there, it turns red, it smarts, but there's no physical damage, but it does affect their soul. The Bible says. Now, I know that a lot of people today think they got a better idea and they think they know more than God, but God's got more kids than everybody. And if he says that's the way to do it, then that's the way to do it. Right? So the Lord says, y'all meet me out by the tabernacle. How many understand if you got any sense, you start repenting now. You go ahead and get on your knees and go, oh God, you know that. What I said about Moses' wife, she's wonderful. I like her. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking, man. If he likes her and you like her, I sure like her. In fact, I think she's my new best friend. But the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud, stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. They both came out. He said, hear now my words. If there's a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision. I'll speak to him in a dream. But my servant Moses is not so. He's faithful in all my house. With him I'll speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then, why were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? The Lord takes it personally. Right? How many remember what he said to Saul on the road to Damascus? Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I'm sure Saul thought, you, I never met you before. Because he said, who are you? Right? Everything Saul was doing to the Lord's people, the Lord took it personally. Right? When you speak against his ministers, when you speak against your brothers and sisters, he takes it personally. It's serious stuff. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against him, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and Miriam became leprous, white as snow. Deadly, terminal disease. Now notice, she didn't get this in the glory of God. When the glory left, her disobedience had exposed her to the enemy. Judgment. And I know the Bible in the New Testament said, if you don't judge yourself, what'll happen? You'll be judged. And so Aaron said to Moses, alas, my Lord. Well, that's different from Bubba, right? He's showing him some respect. He said, don't lay this sin on us. We have done foolish. We have been ignorant. We have sinned. Don't let her be like one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried to the Lord. He said, heal her now, O Lord. I beseech thee. Heal her right now. Now, verse 14, get this. This is what I want you to see. And the Lord said what? The Lord said, if her father had just spit in her face, she'd have been ashamed 7 days. Let her be shut up from the camp 7 days. After that, let her be received in again. Do you see this? She wasn't ready to receive. How many understand? We've got to work with the Lord on everything. And the Bible said she was shut up from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not again till Miriam was brought in again. But she was brought in, and thank God she was healed, because the Lord is merciful. I said, the Lord is merciful. Amen. We must work with him. I know I told this past week, but it'll bear repetition. A lady brought a little infant to the healing school years ago when I was ministering at Brother Hagin's healing school. And the service was already over, and I was going out the door. They were closing up the building, and this young mother had this little infant in her arms, and she said, Brother Keith, would you pray for my baby? Well, I'd seen her before. I think she had been to the healing school before. And I said, yeah, yeah. So I laid my stuff down, and I reached over and started to lay hands on the child. And the Lord checked me inside. He said, don't pray. Don't pray. How many know we need to be led by the Holy Ghost all the time? See, now normally, that's what you do, right? I mean, in most every circumstance, you know it's God's perfect will to heal this baby. There is no question about that. Ever. Did you hear me? Now let me go over this just a little bit further now. Do you understand what I just said?
Yes.
It is always, always God's perfect will for people to be healed, people to be delivered, people to be saved, people to be protected, people to be prospered. It is always, every person, every time, every situation, it's always his perfect will. Did you hear those words?
Yes,
perfect will. Amen. But now here's, it's not just all up to God. There's a manward side to this thing. And in order for us to enjoy the perfect will of God in blessing and benefit, we must do the perfect will of God and plan for our life.
Amen.
If you refuse God's perfect will for your life and God's plan for your life and you go another way, then you can forfeit.
Yeah.
I said you can forfeit some of his perfect will in blessing in your life. Doesn't mean God's will changed. It means you disqualified yourself. You put yourself in a position where you weren't able to receive it. So this young lady, I started to pray for the child. The Lord dealt with me. Don't pray. We're talking about a time when you don't pray. So I thought, well, Lord, I know it's your will to heal this baby. Now what? And just instantly, I don't mean I heard a voice, but I knew inside me, problems in the marriage. I looked at her, I said, you and your husband been having trouble? Boy, she burst out crying. I mean, it's like, you know, like somebody died, just boo-hooing. And finally, I got her quieting down, and she said, yeah, Brother Keith, oh, it's been awful. We've just been fighting night and day. I said, listen, Listen, I could pray for the baby. The baby could get some temporary help, but you take this baby back into that environment in your house, the door is open for the enemy. I said, this is not just about prayer and healing. Y'all got to fix this so that the door is closed. Amen. Right? No matter what you got to do, if for nothing else, if for the baby's sake, y'all get home and get this straight and repent and get this door closed. Amen. How many know the Bible said neither give place to the devil?
Amen.
Right? You know, turn with me, please, to Romans 8. Then I'll tell you this. Romans 8. Isaiah had said, come before me and plead your case. And then we've seen examples where he pleads his case with us. In Romans, the 8th chapter, this, of course, is New Testament. Such revelation about effective praying. Romans 8 and 26. Romans 8, 26. He said, likewise, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, also helpeth our infirmities. That word means weaknesses. For we know not what? What don't we know? We don't know what we should pray for. Now, he didn't just say we don't know what to pray for. What did he say? We don't know what to pray for as we ought. We do know some things to pray for. We do know some things are his will, but we're limited in knowledge. Our knowledge is imperfect. We don't know what to pray for as we ought to know, as we could know. He said, but the Spirit, everybody say, thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
The Spirit itself, or as most of you new translations say, himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Everybody say, he helps us. Now he goes on to say how he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit because he makes intercession for the saints. How?
According to the will of God.
Do you see the big issue here? According to what?
The will of God.
According to the will of God.
Hallelujah.
How many understand that the will of God is a huge issue in prayer?
Amen.
We know it's God's will for us to be healed. We know it's God's will for us to be delivered and prospered and blessed and helped from the Word. We know that. We know our own heart, but especially when you're praying for somebody else. You don't know their commitments. You don't know their obedience. You don't know their disobedience. You don't know what they're qualified themselves for, what they've disqualified themselves about. You know what God's perfect will is, right? But you don't know all the other details.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.